This is WSKG News. The Pennsylvania State Attorney General is fighting for her political life. Kathleen Kane was arraigned Saturday on charges including perjury and criminal conspiracy. The legal battle she faces now is wildly different than the future envisioned for her when she was elected. As Mary Wilson reports, there were warning signs throughout Kane's tenure that her approach to her office was problematic.
In December of 2013, Kathleen Kane was at the top of the heap. She glided through a ritzy soiree of Pennsylvania politicos with a prominent Democratic rainmaker at her side.
I'm raising money because I'm always prepared and I don't like to wait until the last minute.
Less than a year later, a grand jury put a target on her back. And last week, Kane was charged for allegedly spilling secrets of a past investigation to seek revenge on her critics. Prosecutors say she made matters worse by lying about it under oath. Kane says she's innocent and will fight the charges without resigning. Regardless of her innocence or guilt, Kane's tenure has been dotted with red flags, public missteps about cases, turmoil within her office, and her habit of keeping the media and the public at arm's length.
I do expect a candidate for Attorney General to stand up for the truth, regardless of whether it goes against his own political ambitions.
Kane said that during a debate with her 2012 campaign opponent. But once elected, she made major misstatements that forced her office to backpedal. She alleged that the slow pace of a major child sex abuse investigation under her predecessor gave a child predator time to find new victims.
Yes, we do have two individuals who...
The explosive statement turned out to be false. Under Kane, the Attorney General's office botched a classic corruption case at the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Eight people were charged with bilking the state out of millions of dollars, but none saw prison time. Reporter Brad Bumstead with the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review followed the case closely. He said it was understaffed, with just one prosecutor on board.
She's there by herself while there are eight attorneys on the other side for the defense. And these are very good defense attorneys. I mean, she's not up against rookies. Yeah.
For former Attorney General Ernie Priate, the allegations of the present can be traced back to the media's failures of the past. Priate resigned from the AG's office in 1995 after pleading guilty to a fraud charge. He says the press never checked out Kane's campaign trail claims that she prosecuted hundreds of cases.
When I ran for Attorney General, I had to bring to the newspaper editorial board the case numbers of the 19 murder cases that I prosecuted. I had to show them.
The state's top news outlets were divided on the question of Kane's experience, but it's true that her resume received minimal scrutiny. In a debate with her 2012 opponent, Republican Dave Freed, she was asked about her lack of managerial experience. Here's how she answered.
I am a mother of two boys who are sitting right over here. I can see what they're doing over here as well as make sure that I'm paying attention to Mr. Freed and everyone else. So I am a good multitasker.
Office turnover during Kane's tenure is well documented. She chewed through six press secretaries in 2 years. Several top deputies resigned. And then there's her poor relationship with the press. Kane frequently dodged reporters, even when it seemed to do her a disservice. Chuck Ardo, Kane's current spokesman, says her missteps are undeniable. But he says she faced resistance as the state's first elected Democratic attorney general.
There was certainly an old guard in the office that did its best to undermine her from the day she was elected.
The first response to the indictment last week came not from Kane's defense lawyer, but from the Office of Attorney General. In the written statement, Kane promised to fight the charges and said her office would continue to fulfill its mission to protect and serve the citizens of Pennsylvania. It was not the first time she insisted that her own fight furthers that end. Mary Wilson in Harrisburg.